This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 1st September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and cooler breezes in Jerusalem. Perfect for a late-night stroll or a quiet evening at home. Here are today's headlines. First, informed sources tell Iran International that a commander from the IRGC, previously thought dead, survived an Israeli attack. He now reportedly leads Unit 4000, responsible for sabotage operations. This comes from the Jerusalem Post, just in. Also, Shin Bet forces have captured Hamas's head of internal security in Gaza City. Prime Minister Netanyahu called it a bold operation. This was reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. Also, this hour, Foreign Minister Saar has threatened retaliation if the UK imposes sanctions on West Bank settlements. He says Jerusalem will act and warns London will regret their actions. The Times of Israel provided this update just minutes ago. Separately, Spain's Prime Minister blames Israel and Russia for disinformation around the Ceuta border crisis. He cites their criticism of Spain's stance on Gaza and Ukraine. This story comes from JTA. Earlier today, and finally, in political news, Smotrich and Feiglin have joined forces ahead of the Israeli elections. Their parties, Religious Zionism and Zehut, have formed a technical electoral alliance. This development was reported by I24 News earlier today. From X, the latest. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 reported that the Iranian Foreign Ministry claims U.S. sanctions on Iran threaten international law. They argue that no country accepts such lawlessness and crude bullying. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy expert, criticized great powers for underestimating their adversaries. He referenced a recent story in the Wall Street Journal about overconfidence and its consequences. Gideon Saar, Israel's foreign minister, posted about expelling Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza. This decision follows Dutch legislation banning trade in Israeli products from certain areas. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IRGC commander. According to the Jerusalem Post, the commander, Mogadam, was thought to have been killed in an Israeli strike. However, informed sources reveal he survived and now commands a unit focused on sabotage in Asia. This development could further escalate tensions in the region, particularly regarding Israel's security concerns. Turning to the Shin Bet operation in Gaza, earlier today Israel Hayom reported that special forces captured Hamas' head of internal security. This arrest is a significant blow to Hamas's consolidation efforts in Gaza. Prime Minister Netanyahu praised the operation's boldness, underscoring Israel's ongoing commitment to counter-terrorism. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Saar's comments on potential UK sanctions have stirred diplomatic waters. The Times of Israel highlighted Saar's warning to London, suggesting that any punitive measures over West Bank settlements could provoke a strong Israeli response. This adds a new layer of complexity to Israel-UK relations. On the international stage, Spain's Prime Minister Sanchez has accused Israel and Russia of spreading disinformation linked to the Ceuta border crisis. Reported by JTA, Sanchez believes this move is retaliation for Spain's critical stance on Gaza and Ukraine. This accusation could strain diplomatic ties and affect Spain's foreign policy dynamics. Finally, the alliance between Smotrich and Feiglin marks a strategic move in Israeli politics. According to I24 News, their technical electoral alliance aims to consolidate Israel's right-wing factions ahead of the elections. This collaboration could reshape the political landscape, influencing voter alignments and future policy directions. On the economic front, first, Israel wants to lead in AI education, but teachers aren't ready yet. According to CTEC, Education Minister Yoav Kish is advocating for AI-driven personalized learning. However, a study reveals that many educators still rely on traditional methods. This gap highlights the challenges in integrating advanced technology into classrooms. Separately, Shein's stock market debut has made headlines. Israel Hayom Business reports that the Chinese fashion giant, once valued at $10/$10 billion, now enters the market with a reduced valuation of $26.5 billion. This significant drop raises questions about market expectations and the future of fast fashion. And finally, Israeli startups continue to impress, raising nearly $600 million in August alone. Globes reports that in the first 8 months of 2026, startups have secured $9.6 billion in funding. This momentum reflects the resilience and innovation of Israel's tech ecosystem. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.